You're listening to an MQTV podcast. For more information, go to www.mq.edu.au.
Today, we'll be looking at how one institution, Macquarie University, is working to embed sustainability across its operations. Universities Australia, the body that represents the country's 38 universities, has committed the sector to strive to ensure that universities are a major driver to society's efforts to achieve sustainability. Macquarie, based in North Ryde, covers some 127 hectares, has around 31,000 students and employs around 2,000 staff. It has about as many people as a small regional town. I'm joined in the studio today by Leanne Denby, Macquarie's Director of Sustainability and head of its sustainability office. It's Leanne's job to provide direction, guidance and support to seek change towards sustainability within the policies, practices and culture of the university. So welcome to ThinkMQ, Leanne Denby.
Thank you, David. I'm very happy to be here.
Leanne, before we talk about sustainability at Macquarie, let's just set some context. Sustainability is a term we hear a lot these days. What exactly does it mean and why is it important?
Well, you're right, David. Sustainability is thrown around a lot lately, but it does have some really good meaning to it. And it's very personal trying to explain what sustainability is for one person or the next, but I always find it relevant to go back to the Brundtland Commission report definition, which talks about inter and intra-generational equity. So ensuring that the resources that we have here today are still available to those that come along behind us, that we're not doing anything to spoil their chances to get the benefit of this earth just the way that we do.
Okay. Is that message about sustainability getting through to the general public? Are people responding on a personal level?
Yes, I think they are. In particular with, I guess, the move with climate change at the moment and how much that's come into the media and to people's attention. I think that has helped the overall cause of what sustainability is and what sustainability means. So, yes, I think people have a general awareness that it's about living more sustainably, ensuring that what we do doesn't have a negative impact on that around us.
So what are some ways in which, you know, everyday people can act sustainably? Is it difficult to do?
It's not at all difficult. I always say to people the first thing you can do is just consider the impact that your decision could have on those around you. For example, rather than buying a brand new TV just because you want a new one, you don't think your other one's big enough, just think about, well, is this one working? Do I really need a new TV? Is there a way I could use that money more effectively? Perhaps put it to children's schooling. But even deciding just to take the bus once a week and get yourself out of a car, or when you leave a room, turn the light switch off, or if you're leaving your office desk, turn your computer off. It's very simple just to make small changes every day.
And are those changes effective? Yeah, cumulatively, do they have an impact?
Definitely. A lot of people always say, well, what can I do? What difference can I make? But it takes individuals to make up a collection. Therefore, every individual action you do has a cumulative effect. And once it becomes something that you do almost automatically, turning off lights as you leave a room, for example, you'll find that you're able to do more and more and more. And others will see your actions as well and are likely to follow suit.
Yeah. Before we go on to talk about what's happening in Macquarie, what are the major challenges in working towards sustainability in a large organisation such as a university?
There are quite a few, obviously. Given that, particularly in Australia, we still very much prioritise the financial basis over all other aspects of life, say, for example, environment and social. So therefore, sustainability has its own advantage because a lot of the actions you can undertake do work on a financial savings benefit. But it's all about communication and participation. I find that's the largest challenge, is how do you communicate to all those people that you are trying to deal with of the urgency and the need to do something to change our current lifestyle. So how do we get people involved? What can we do to get buy-in from our students and our staff? And in any organisation, what can you do to get buy-in from your staff to get them to understand that changing their behaviour or the way they think is important,
yeah.
not just to them, but the whole organisation.
Because our universities host so many leading environmental scientists, I mean, for example, the renowned Professor Tim Flannery works mm-hmm. right here at Macquarie, for example, it might be thought that universities are trailblazers in acting sustainably. Is that the case?
Unfortunately, I would say in general, in Australia, no. A lot of universities are making great steps to become more sustainable and, of course, encourage their community to become more sustainable. But you really need to go to Europe to see how effective universities can be in becoming sustainable communities and models of best practice. Of course, we're trying to change that here at Macquarie and become a leader in sustainability ourselves.
Why is that, Leanne? Is it just that we haven't disseminated the message properly or we just haven't cared? I mean, what's the story with that?
I think it's quite complex. It starts with our government. You consider how long it took for our previous Prime Minister to even acknowledge that we needed to do something and act on climate change, for example. So, it comes from above. You need guidance from above. So you do need mandatory acts and legislations to get people moving. But it's never really been well educated throughout the Australian community, as it has overseas in Europe, where they've been following this trail for quite some time now.
Yeah. I was reading the IPCC latest report the other day, and something in there surprised me. It said that the private sector, particularly in the United States, are in fact leaders in acting sustainably. Is that the case here, do you think?
Yeah, I do believe that a lot of our private organisations are leaps and bounds above what the government has set as not mandatory, but voluntary standards. And a lot of that may have to do with the organisations who are leading the change have international connections and therefore have that requirement to become more sustainable. But private organisations are definitely in a fantastic place to be able to make substantial changes.
And is that because it has a competitive advantage?
Exactly. People are asking, what are organisations doing to become more green, for want of a better word? People want to know what's happening in an organisation. What are they doing to improve the environment or the social community?
Okay, Leanne, so you're appointed to this job as the university's Director of Sustainability, and you look about and you see this 127-hectare campus, 31,000 students, 2,000 staff. What do you do? What's the first thing that you do?
That's a very good question. when you put it that way, it's kind of overwhelming. When I first took up the role, the first thing I did was, I guess I combed through everything that was Macquarie to find out what was happening. Did we have policies? Did we have procedures? What were our standards for buildings? What were we doing with energy, water, waste? Every aspect of Macquarie was looked into. And once I'd done that and I had an understanding of where we were at, I could then also work out what aspects were important to Macquarie and what needed to have sustainability incorporated into them. And once you've got your baseline, where we were at, where do you want to go to? It's easier to kind of work forward from there.
So how do you go about assessing the positives and the negatives in the university's attitude towards sustainability?
I try not to think in positives and negatives because I think, well, probably possibly everything is more positive. I think if you can come in with a more positive attitude, it's easier to see where you could go to, where if you linger on what we could have been doing, you could be holding yourself back. Now, I could see that the university had done some very ad hoc initiatives to improve energy or water savings, for example, and even our E4A building and the cogeneration plant that we have that have won awards. We had done some things that were excellent and outstanding, but it was ad hoc. It wasn't anything that was showing Macquarie's real commitment.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you assess Macquarie's ecological footprint? I mean, is it a size 12 or a size 4?
That's a very complex issue, ecological footprints. And we have a number of action groups that are looking at embedding sustainability throughout the various aspects of Macquarie. And one of our action groups is our footprint action group. And at the end of last year, we made a decision to hand that over to the Graduate School of the Environment students as a project for them to do, to develop a tool to measure our footprint. And I'm actually due to receive that presentation this week.
Yeah. Are they making encouraging sounds?
I don't hold any hopes that we're going to do fantastically at this stage, because it's just a relatively new thing that we're doing. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't think we're going to be too bad either. But the ecological footprint basically measures the number of hectares used to keep the organisation running.
Yeah.
So we may cover 127 hectares, but in actuality, to keep the organisation running, we could use 10 times more than that.
Right. So are there some tried and tested ways of encouraging people to behave sustainably?
I find that talking to people is really helpful. People like to know that you're listening to them, that you want to hear what they have to say about sustainability or anything around in that issue. So at the moment, we are going to visit a lot of the departments and feed into their meetings, but we also have student forums to try and get students to come along and just communicate with people is the most effective thing you can do to get them to understand why we're doing this and what they can do themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I guess because of the very size of the undertaking that you're working on, it's very difficult to get things to happen quickly.
Yes.
What kind of objectives are you setting for yourself and for the university right now?
Of the several action groups that we have, I think we're concentrating more on our resource efficiency, so looking at our energy, water, waste. Traditionally, we haven't done a lot in those areas, so they're big wins for the university and have an immediate impact visually as well. Once we get our waste management system out and running, the students and the staff will be able to see that. And it will become something that they will then be able to embrace a lot better. Apart from that, we're also trying to feed into the academic program review through the DVC Provost and how sustainability fits into learning and teaching.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because I've seen that one of your aims is to help and to drive learning and teaching towards sustainability across the campus. I mean, does that mean, say, if you're taking a degree in history, that in the future you might have a sustainability component thrown in there, or is it something different?
Well, there are several things being thrown around at the moment, and that's the idea of a sustainability unit that all students would undertake to give them an understanding of what sustainability is and what their role in sustainability is. However, it would be far more beneficial if we were to embed the principles of education for sustainability within all our units and use case studies, for example. In history, we could use a case study of ancient Roman civilizations and why they fell over because they did not live sustainably. They had no idea of how to use resources wisely or efficiently. That's just one example. So ultimately, we'd be looking at what are our graduate capabilities and how can our graduates learn through the principles of sustainability. So, for example, we're talking about critical thinking, systemic thinking, participating and partnerships, lifelong learning. Those kinds of things are really important if you understand sustainability or if you want to become more sustainable yourself.
You're with David Martin and ThinkMQ on Radio 2SER. I'm talking to Macquarie University's Leanne Denby about working towards sustainability. Leanne, where does the main driver for change towards sustainability come from in an organisation like this? Is it from management? Is it from staff and students? Or is it a combination of these?
Definitely a combination of both. I don't think that Macquarie would have advanced as far as it has in the last 12 months if we had not have had the support from our senior management. And conversely, I don't think we even would have a sustainability office if our students and staff hadn't continually badgered senior management to start doing something and become more socially responsible. So definitely the senior management and staff and students all play an important role.
So how do you work right now in bringing everyone together to work towards agreed goals?
Well, we have the Sustainability Working Group, which is made up of several members from across the university at all levels and all different departments, and we have students involved in that as well. And they become a network themselves. They're a place where we discuss our future directions and where we're going but also provide us a network into different departments. And as I mentioned before, myself and my sustainability support officer, Belinda Bean, we're currently meeting with all the departments in an effort to find out what they want to know about sustainability and where they think we should be going, because their input is really important to what we're trying to achieve. Yeah. But also tell them what we've done to date and what our goals are for this year and beyond as well.
Yeah.
So meetings.
Leanne, you mentioned about students helping to drive the sustainability goals of the university. What about staff? Do you get people coming to you and saying, I've got this idea, I'd like to do this, or I'd like to do that?
Yeah, all the time. And I encourage that as well. I give people our email address, sustainability@mq.edu.au, and I ask for people to let me know their ideas, and every idea is considered. Nothing to date has been crossed off. And in particular, people are concerned what we're doing with our waste and then our energy and our water, the big three things, because they're our resource use. And pretty much everything that everybody has said to me, we've either got in an action plan to undertake, or we're seriously considering it as something that we will put into an action plan to undertake. It may be something left afield, and that's the kind of things that we liked. And it's great when staff give us something out of the ordinary that we can work with or work toward. So I always encourage people to come to me with suggestions and ideas.
I think you have, correct me if I'm wrong, a sustainability wiki going.
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we've just recently had to pull it offline because someone hacked into it and did a bit of mess in there.
Oh, right.
But my systems administrator, Ian Brew, both of my staff are students, by the way, he's working actively to try and fix the problem so we can get it up and running again, because it's a good way for people to have a say.
Yeah, so they can just come in and say, this
exactly,
is what I think.
Exactly, yeah. And it's got different pages. So you can go to a transport page, a waste or an energy or learning and teaching, research or a discussion page, and have your say, and it will be looked at.
Leanne, can you tell us about some of the sustainability projects on campus? I mean, you mentioned earlier an award-winning sustainable building project. Could you tell us about that?
This was a few years back, and Robert Kelly, the former Director of Office of Facilities Management, he consulted with Richard Didier from Physical Geography and how we can better build our buildings to be more energy efficient. And along came E4A, E4B complex. Similarly with the cogeneration
plan. Is that the Commerce Building?
The Commerce Building, yeah. And it's won forgive me for not remembering, but it has won an award. I think it was one of the state awards for its building design, a bronze for the building design. And similarly, Robert was trying to think outside the box when he was considering the cogeneration plant and a way to become more energy efficient and effectively create our own energy supply through cogeneration.
Mm.
I know for April, for example, the buildings that are hooked up to the cogen plant pretty much drew no electricity from the state electricity grid. They were able to power themselves from the cogeneration plant.
So do you have plans for things like, what you just mentioned, energy consumption, alternatives to traditional power sources, water supply, that kind of thing?
Definitely with energy supply. We have some consultants engaged at the moment in looking at the feasibility of Macquarie producing its own energy supply so that we don't draw from the electricity grid at all. And what does that look like?
Mm.
Cogeneration is obviously top of the list, given we have something in place already and it works very effectively. It's unlikely we would go with something like wind technology.
Yeah.
But there's also solar panels that we can place onto roofs and things.
What is cogeneration, Leanne?
I'm not technically minded, so all I could probably tell you is it's a system built on gas and water, and what it tries to do is capture the heat that's generated through the production of the gas and water turbines and then effectively disperse that energy to provide electricity.
Oh, so it's a kind of recycle.
Kind of recycling over and over and over and capturing heat and better using it. In traditional electricity, a lot of heat is generated yet not captured. It's just emitted into the air.
Yeah.
So it's a way of trying to capture that heat and utilising it better.
Yeah. Are there any national standards governing sustainability in universities? I mean, is it something that universities are compelled to do by government, or is it a voluntary undertaking?
At the moment, it's voluntary. We have just had last year the release of the National Greenhouse and Energy Reporting Act, which now requires large organisations, obviously universities included, that emit over 25 kilotons of greenhouse gas emissions to report on an annual basis. Mm. Macquarie falls into that act and will therefore have to report. Other than that, there's no mandatory requirements at all.
Yep. Okay. Are there any organisations around that can give you help and guidance about driving sustainability?
Yeah, actually, the state government, through the Department of Environment and Climate Change, provides a program called Sustainability Advantage, and they work with organisations of all sizes to help embed sustainability in the practices of the university, for example, in our case, or an organisation. Sydney Water has the Every Drop Counts business program, and they also work with organisations to help them become more water efficient, and both of them provide excellent resources for organisations to utilise. So there are places to go if you want help and support.
Yeah. Leanne, I saw on your Sustainability at MQ website that you have these sustainability champions around the university. What do they do?
Basically, we're just trying to identify and recognise anyone at the university who's gone above and beyond the call and implemented their own actions or initiatives to improve the situation. Fiona Cortis, she actually implemented a waste recycling system within her department, set up the bins to recycle glass and plastic, and obviously separating the recyclable stuff from the general waste. And she did that without any help or assistance or advice from the university. She just went out and set up this system herself. So what we're looking for is to identify people who are doing something.
Yeah.
EFS division have set up a sustainability committee, again, just because they felt that that was something they needed to do.
Yeah.
So recognising those contributions.
Well, that was a question I wanted to ask you. I mean, many people think that sustainability is a good thing in theory. Is it difficult to get them to move from the theoretical support to the practical support?
Often, yes. I have a lot of support for what I'm doing, but when it comes to the reality of how it may impact people's everyday life, people often balk at the changes they may be required to make.
Yeah.
The car park closures that we've just announced, the car parks close at 10:30 at night so that we can turn off the lights and effectively reduce emissions and lighting, obviously. We didn't get a lot of negative feedback from that, but it could have been something that could have backfired on us, and we could have received a lot of complaints about that kind of initiative.
Well, I mean, where Macquarie is located in North Ryde, a lot of people would be dependent on public transport to get here, wouldn't they? And if that's not very good, then you're kind of compelled to take the car, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's difficult to change that behaviour.
Now, Macquarie has a climate risk concentration of research excellence with people like Tim Flannery working there. Is that a help to the university?
Definitely. It's climate change is one of the biggest topics of this decade, if not this century. And I think any research that we can do that will improve the livability of our surroundings is excellent. And if we can expand it to include sustainability research on a greater level, I think that would be fantastic.
So sitting where you are now, into the job, driving these sustainability initiatives across the campus, do you feel optimistic that you can drive good practical change?
I'm always optimistic, David. There's no point in being anything but optimistic because we can only keep trying to do something. I think sooner rather than later, and from talking with Tim Flannery there, it is going to be sooner rather than later. Mm. Something is going to happen and people are going to have to take notice. So all the non-believers will be converted.
Yeah.
But always optimistic that every day we can make a difference, whether it's just one person deciding they're going to turn off the light every time they leave a room, that's still a change, and never lose optimism.
So the message is getting through.
I think it is.
Leanne Denby, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
I've been talking to Leanne Denby, Director of Sustainability at Macquarie University.